When he awoke, he was lost. He tried to rise, but something held him fast. Something strong and gold. Allie. And it all rushed back in waves of pulsing agony, and he wept as only once before he had. The golden arms curled around him, holding him, as his body jerked and heaved with each racking sob. He clung to Allie, trying to make it. And it helped. Even through the armor, it helped. But he couldn't do it. He reached for the forearm panel to pop the suits. Allie's powerful arms, possessing all the leverage, clamped his arms too tightly. He struggled, but could not get them free.
Oh, Allie, I want to die.
Is that all? Asked his friend gently. Just die?
That's all.
And so you came here?
I guess so.
But you forgot you can't just die.
Why can't I?
Allie held him tighter, cradling. Because, despite it all, you are Felix and must be killed. Again he slept. When next he awoke, the sobs were much less devastating. His body could no longer support them, perhaps. Soon they stopped. He lifted his helmet from Allie's golden lap and sat up. Several meters away, the warriors and guard were gathered into small groups, sitting and talking, and obviously waiting.
I'm sorry, said Felix. How long was I out?
Don't worry about it, Allie said gently. You feel better?
Yes. I can't believe I could sleep. I just got up.
He indicated the others.
Haven't they said anything?
Forget them.
But the drop.
Forget that, too.
But...
He stopped, seeing it. He faced his friend.
It was all a fake.
The drop.
All for me.
Allie nodded slowly. Mostly, he admitted. This is Banshee, however, and we are carrying probes. Of course, they don't work.
They never have.
So I understand. Lovely war, this.
How'd you do it? You said no one else knew.
And they don't. No one here except Suki knows.
Then how, Allie?
Allie shrugged.
The Master of the Terra was most cooperative.
He gave me a drop of my own.
You went along without even knowing why?
I am the Maseo. Felix smiled. For some reason, he had always found his friend's astonishing arrogance endearing. He gestured toward the others.
And the CO?
Oh, much easier. Command voice and all that. Felix winced.
He's not a pet, Allie.
Oh, really? And what's he doing here? He laughed, started to say something else, but it came again, without warning, doubling him over, grinding up and out. He wept and wept. He had been sitting and staring at nothing, thinking of nothing. He was numb, exhausted, wrenched flat, and, he realized with amazement, relieved. He didn't know exactly what it meant. He didn't want to know, or at least he didn't feel like examining it. Beside him, sitting patiently and waiting, with his back to all, sat the Maseo. Felix smiled. He had his legs G-crossed, Buddha fashion,